فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Most respected ulama ikram, elders, dear brothers, indeed the greatest tragedy that has befallen mankind and the biggest loss that this world has seen is definitely the demise of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a beacon of guidance, a beacon of hidayah for his ummah in every single aspect of his life. If we look at the different incidents that had transpired during the Mubarak lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will find that each and every one of them is filled with directives, hidayah and guidance for us, his ummah. Whether it is the incident of the Battle of Badr, then it is filled with guidance, different lessons for us, his ummatis. Whether it was the Mi'raj, whether it was the Hijrah, whether it was the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and like that, all the different incidents that had transpired during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are filled with lessons, guidance, and hidayah for us, his ummah. In the like manner, the final days of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this dunya, and the parting advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given during those days, are also very, very great lessons for us, and in them there is great guidance for us, his ummatis. Prior to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were many indications that had taken place showing that the end was near for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With the Hajj preceding the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather the Ramadan preceding that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned to his beloved daughter Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha that every year, this is the mafhum of the hadith, that every year I make door revision of the Quran Sharif with Jibreel alayhi salam once, and this year I made door and revision with Jibreel alayhi salam twice, and I see this nothing but an indication that the end is near, that I will be leaving this dunya. And Fatima radiallahu anha, he says to Fatima radiallahu anha that you will be the first of my household to join me. Then during the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah Nasr was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself mentioned that this surah is an indication that I will be leaving this dunya and that my demise is near. Also during the farewell Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told the Sahaba radiallahu majma'in that learn the rites of Hajj from me, perhaps I will not meet you after this year. And then there is the famous incident when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had dispatched Sayyidina Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu as the governor of Yemen, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was escorting Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu out of Medina Munawwara, was accompanying Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu out of Medina Munawwara, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu that perhaps when you come again to Medina Munawwara, perhaps you will pass by this masjid of mine and you will pass by my qabr. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this juncture, he gave some very, very important advice to Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, and this advice is very pertinent to each and every one of us. that inna awla an-nas bi al-muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. That, oh Muaz, radiallahu an, you are leaving me and you are going. And like that, there are many people like us that have not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have not been in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the closest of people to me are those who have the most taqwa and the most fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. Man kanu, whoever they are, wa haythu kanu, wherever they are. In this is an important lesson for us, that if we want the closeness and the proximity of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have to follow the lifestyle thought by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to the dictates of Sharia, according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do this, then we will also enjoy a level of closeness and proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing with the discussion, Hazrat Abu Muhayba radiallahu an, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions that on one night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to visit the inhabitants of Baqi, and he asked me to join him. And when we came to Jannatul Baqi and we were standing at the graves, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that I have been given the choice between the keys to the treasures of this world and remaining in this world till the end and thereafter going to Jannah. I have been given a choice between that and between meeting my Rabb. Abu Muhayba radiallahu anhu says that I said to the Nabi of Allah that may my parents, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take the option of the keys to the treasures of this dunya and remaining therein until the end and then going to Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, by Allah, O Abu Muhayba, I have chosen to meet my Rabb. It is mentioned that thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought forgiveness for the inhabitants of Baqi, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned home. And very shortly thereafter, the final illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced. The last and final illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced on a Wednesday, and the muhaddithun explain that it was during the latter half of the month of Safar, and this illness lasted for approximately 13 days, terminating with the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion mentioned to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha that I have a very, very terrible headache. My head is throbbing, it's paining very severely. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I also have a headache. I also have a very, very bad headache. Just to explain the informal relationship that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed with his wives, with Azwaj Mutahharat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a joking manner, joking with his wife, he says to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha something to this effect, the understood meaning of the hadith, that what is the worst that can happen? If you have a headache and you pass away and I'm still alive, then I will make dua for you and I will seek forgiveness for you. And Aisha radiallahu anha, also in a joking manner, in a light-hearted manner with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says something to this effect, the understood meaning of which is, seems like you're waiting for me to pass away. If I pass away, then by tonight you will be with one of your other wives. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her that, oh Aisha, rather it is my head, meaning that my headache is far, far more severe. An important lesson that we learn from this incident is that sometimes we hold a certain position in society, or we have a certain level of businessman, or we have a certain authority in whatever job we do. This authority and this position, we don't have to demonstrate it in the house also. The way we behave out of the house, no matter what authority we may have and what level we may be on, a great businessman or holding some big post in a company, this does not have to be displayed in our behavior at home. Our behavior with our wives and our children still has to be one of love, of care. That lightheartedness has to be there present in the house. Those jovial moments have to be there. as Maulana Alga Sahab mentioned last week also,